don't answer something, just say pass or whatever.
All right.
And for the record, I'm Jennifer Burkhard.
I have worked for the county for almost 16 years, and my name is Susan Lapes, and I've lived up here for, almost 20 years now.
So what made you want to work for the county? How did you get into that?
Well, I was working at a children's emergency shelter called Casa Pacifica. But I lived in Santa Paula, so it was quite a commute every day, and it was pretty much minimum wage, and so I always kept my eyes open for something where I could advance, and I worked for several people that also, social workers that worked for the county, and they gave me some good ideas about applying with the county, and so I did, and I got a job with, after a year at Casa Pacifica, I worked for what was called PSSA. It's really like Children and Family Services, and I worked in the food stamp section, interviewing or as a data entry operator. So I filled out a lot of food stamp applications, and from there, I mean, that's how I got into with the county, and then I've worked my way up. I worked in that department for a year, and then worked for behavioral health for a year, and then the assessor's office for 6 years, and then resource management, which I'm in now, but I also worked for the county executive office for a year. So I've been there and moved around, and that's where I'm at right now, is the resource management.
So what do you enjoy about your current job?
Well, I am a management assistant for confidential is what I am. And I really enjoy working in a department that helps people get permits for or making sure that their houses are okay and not environmentally unsafe or unsafe to live in, and I work with environmental health, so I feel like I'm doing something good for the county. I'm in operations or in the management area, so I see a lot of people, I help a lot of people, and because I've worked there for these years, I have a good understanding of the workings of the government now, so it's really interesting to me. I enjoy my job a lot.
So how do you think how did the recession affect how we use our resources in Ventura County?
Well, I do know that we're very sensitive in Ventura County about growth in a direct manner. In other words, we have a lot of farmland want to make sure that we don't lose our resources in the wrong way or grow in the wrong way that could be bad for the environment. So I think Ventura County is a real special place. I mean, we have beautiful coastline, we have mountains, we have everything you need here, I feel, and we want to preserve it. So.
And did the recession affect like how we preserve it or the extent that we preserve it?
I think it does. I think it makes us more conscious about using, wasting things such as water. You know, especially this year, but we try to preserve our water. You know, the cost of produce and things at the grocery store have really gone up. So I notice a lot of people are doing their own vegetable gardens up here now. So I think the recession kind of brought that on. I also see more people aware of using public transportation rather than driving their own cars. There is a program every 2 years called Rideshare Survey, where we have to let the county know how we commute, and we try to find other means to commute rather than just use our own car. So, I mean, all these things we're more aware of because of the recession.
So what problems in environmental management were occurring in Ventura during the recession?
Stop it for a minute. I have to think about that one. What? I see it more in like Ventura, Oxnard area, and I'm not sure why. And even in the county, with the county where I work, we don't have any cost of living increases. We haven't had for about 5 or 6 years now, so it's affected even me. We have to save our money a little more and make our money go farther. Because the cost of living's gone up, yet our income has stayed the same.
So, as the recession sort of comes to an end, what do you think that we will change how we use our resources, like water and oil? And
yes, we have to, because our population is growing. We have limited resources, and we're having a drought right now. So even in the paper today, it was talking about it's a way of life. People just shouldn't preserve water when it's dry, like now, but they should do it all the time so we have a reserve. Now, what else were you asking about? What the future, and if we're going to be, if just natural resources, the way they build their houses. Maybe I see more people interested in solar energy. Because once you make that purchase of the solar panels, it's expensive, but in the long run, it's going to save money. So it's a good investment. I'm not there yet, but I see that happening because of the recession. I see people being more watching their coins, you know, not going on as many vacations far away, thinking about college for their children, having to really save. So I think that's going to be a big change. I think that more entertainment and activity will be centered around where you live rather than drive somewhere. So we're really making efforts in that area to for the animals to thrive, and I think there's going to be more of that, especially in the water and the whales. But also, we have.
So now that the recession is over, you think there's going to be more of an increase in
preservation? I think so. I think so because people are aware of what they can lose. Now, you know, they're sensitive to things around them and. Becoming more aware of nature, the importance of it. So it's going to cost us more if we cut down our trees, you know, or it's going to cost us more if we lose an endangered species, you know. This is my hope anyway. So I think the recession is giving everybody another outlook on what's important in life and being simplifying their life as much as possible.
Signs do you see that make you believe that the change in outlook happened during the because of the recession?
Well, I've seen more the housing that's going up. They're doing a lot of low income opportunities for people in the downtown areas. They're building, I don't know if it's completed yet, but they were building some lower income housing. So maybe that's going to be more of the future, is have people living more in town. Smaller cars, people are driving more economical cars now. I don't think I see as many SUVs as there used to be. More people riding on trains, rapid transit, buses, bicycles. So,
and going forward, do you think that because the recession made us aware of these things, do you think that the public transit is something that we're going to be making an investment towards?
Maybe I'm hoping rather than thinking, but I'm thinking it will. I'm thinking that there's a big opportunity for more rapid transit now because people can't afford the gas. So, yeah, I think it's going to go that way.
So, you and your coworkers must have dealt with a lot of people affected by the recession. So, what in general do you think the recession has changed?
It's changed the way we work so we can save money. And do things faster and help the public more. We have a program, it's called the Lean Six Sigma, and it's what it is, it's a program throughout the county to try to streamline their business. So when someone comes in for a permit, instead of having 70 things they have to do and different departments to go to, we've eliminated a lot of the paper and the time. And it's much easier to come in and get your permit. And that means that the people that come in for that don't have to spend as much time or money. You know, and that's a big thing in the county now, is getting rid of the excess everything. We watch more work is online now. We're trying to eliminate paper because that saves a lot of money too, a lot. So that's a big thing in our county, is finding efficiency in everything we do, and that saves, and that's a definite result of the recession. And I think it's not going to stop. I think we're going to continue that way, in that direction. And it's good. It's really good.
So, what, in your opinion, and this is all your opinion, so in your opinion, what do you think the American dream is?
The American dream. Say it's kind of like goes back to why people came here in the first place: freedom to practice, to freedom for education, freedom for whatever religion they want, and opportunity to opportunities for careers that you want to be in, rather than forced into, because you can't help, you know, there's nothing else out there. That there's enough food for to go around, you know, that's a big thing too. I didn't even mention there's a lot of kids out here that don't get a good breakfast or lunch or dinner, so we have a big food share program here. But so plenty, you know, medicine for everybody. Children are healthy, and that they have opportunities, not just me. I mean, I feel fortunate. I've had a lot of opportunities, and I've had to work hard. But I want to make sure my kids do too, and that they're going to get what they want. That's really big for me. So, and that they're going to be smart, and there won't be another recession.
That what the American dream sort of is has changed at all because of the recession, and maybe it's more out of reach, or maybe
I think our mentality has changed. I think back in the maybe the 80s, 90s, people were really money hungry. And, you know, I think was a big thing that almost a power trip for people to see how much they could make and, you know, how high they can get. I remember going back to my high school reunions and people bragging, always bragging about, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I made $1 million and all that. And I think it's changed now that people want to grow their own vegetables, they want to be self-sufficient more, not rely so much on other people. If they needed to survive, they would have a nice community that people can help each other. So it's more simple. I think it's more simple today, and maybe I'm looking at it in an odd way. But we've been through so much, and we've been through a lot of hard times, that hopefully our lives will simplify. We don't need as much, and we can be happy. And so money won't buy you happiness. I mean, the thought that there's more in life than money, and we can be happy, and our children will feel that way too. I don't know, though. I don't know, because I know a lot of kids that are ambitious, and it's still a big thing, so I don't know what to tell you on that. Food Share, and I'm not really sure where they're centered. It might be in Oxnard, but they put out barrels for people to drop off food all over the place. We have them in the government center. There's a campaign going on right now for it, and they also email. They have a lot of activity, news going out through emails and stuff for donations, and all this. They have programs within Food Share where the food is sometimes it's just grown for Food Share. Now for people that don't have it, it goes to schools, it goes to the elderly places, and so it's distributed. There's drivers that take it everywhere, and there's drop-off places, and then there's just distribution. So it's a really good program. And if you don't have food to donate, you donate money and they'll buy the food. I think they even have their own gardens where they grow the food specially now. So that's getting bigger and bigger. And that's, again...
Do you think the growth in that program has become as the result of an increased need in Ventura County?
That's a good point. I think there is. I think there is an increase in need. Because there's more campaigns than I've seen in the past. So that just sort of tells me that out there, people need help. And I think I've heard that there's a mention of senior citizens. There's more old people now than there was in the past. There's a big growth of senior citizens, including me. And they need help sometimes because they, you know, they can't get out as well and work or, you know. So that's probably one of the biggest places where the Food Share is helping. Does that answer your question?
So, seeing as how you're in the environmental department, what sort of businesses that use the resources, that use our natural resources, have grown or shrunk in the recession?
Oh, well, one thing that comes to mind are the farms. You know, it's probably recession related that, you know, they don't have as much manpower anymore because there's a lot of regulations about illegal immigrants. I think that's changing now. Of course, there's some new programs that are coming up. And that's a problem that, it could be from the recession now because they used to be able to get cheaper labor. But since that's not as easy, the other thing, it's a little harder. And also, the farmers have to provide insurance now. So that takes a big bunch of money to make sure that all their workers are covered. It's a big expense. And land is really at a premium now. Land for farmers to expand is really, really expensive. This is part of this program I listened in on last week. And their equipment is getting older. A lot of farmers are having a hard time making ends meet. And also lack of water. They have to keep up with growth and what we need in food, but then they have to put out a lot of money for their business to continue. And I think the recession had a lot to do with it, and I think everything is expensive now. And the insurance part, too. You can, if you go out of this country, it's much cheaper to produce food. There's no insurance. I'm thinking, this is what they told me, in Mexico, for instance, the labor is cheaper. There's no insurance plans there and all that. But we want to keep it here. We want our county and our community to grow and prosper. So it takes a little money to do that.
And the recession has...
Yeah, again, I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, it's the recession has hurt a lot of farmers. So, with the price of land, most land and labor and water, all that.
And
because there's, you know, they shoot chemicals and they're afraid of it's going to get into our groundwater and pollute the groundwater. And I did listen in on another educational program about fracking, and it sounds like it's not dangerous like what people are thinking. I mean, they were talking about all the different measures they take to prevent, you know, horrible things to happen. And I'm not really sure now, but I think it's probably, it's still in discussion, but we probably will be having, I think, fracking more in this county.
And that's an effort to bring in jobs into the county that were taken by the recession?
I don't know enough about the subject, but I'm thinking, yeah, it's a new kind of effort to, probably bring more. They have to drill sideways, and they have to go through that hard, I forget what it is, shale? Is it shale? No, it's some, yeah, so it's going to take new technology, so it's going to maybe bring in more scientists, I'm thinking. Science and the workers who create the lines, and yeah, so it could. As a recession, yeah, people that are out of work right now, maybe that'll give them more opportunities and jobs. I don't know. Do you know the percentage of people right now out of work with the...
Not in Ventura County.
Yeah. I think it's about 9%, something like that. My roundabout way of answering your question is yes, I think it will bring more jobs to the county.
So what else do you think is important about the recession experiences of people in Ventura County?
I think we've been through a kind of a real traumatic time. I have. I'm more conscious of not throwing away food, not let the water run too long, my lawns, gas. I think it's just, now I've lost track of what your question was, but.
What do you think is important about the recession experience of people in Ventura County?
Yeah, so. We've been through it. We're coming out of it. Maybe we learned. We learned from our mistakes, and improve quality of our life here, and not, and you know, there's more ways than going to the stock market, you know, buying stock and all that. There's, again, a new way of life. And I think, yeah, it was a shocking experience. And we need to just watch our dollars, and we need to put more money away for rainy days, just like in the 1930s with our grandparents and the recession. It's very similar.
So do you think maybe the lessons we're learning aren't exactly new lessons, but old lessons?
Both. Yeah. There's old lessons of, I think, greed, you know. I think certain institutions were greedy, the real estate market, banks. And I think that's an old lesson. I think new lessons are, we live in a faster society. Everything happens so fast. We have to be careful what we do. You know, there's so much more technology. There's so much more communication. TV, radio, iPhones, you know. Things can happen faster. So we have to really, really use critical thinking. That I had forgotten about, so that's really good. No, I don't really have anything at the moment to add. I feel hopeful. I hope we learn from our mistakes.
Okay.